With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump giving Tehran a Tuesday night ultimatum to open up the Strait of Hormuz to all shipping traffic. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The president warns Iranian leaders that the U.S. military can unleash extensive damage in just a few hours.
The entire country can be taken out in one night.
He's giving Iran a Tuesday deadline of 8 p.m. Eastern.
And after that, they're going to have no bridges. They're going to have no power plants.
The president said he was not at all concerned about accusations of war crimes. Greg Clugston, Washington.
In South Korea, one of their leaders of espionage says the young daughter of North Korea's strongman could very well be in line to eventually lead that communist nation.
South Korea's spy agency, the NIS, says it would now be fair to view the teenage daughter of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un as his heir. NIS director Lee Jong-suk made those comments at a closed-door briefing at the National Assembly on Monday. It was the NIS's strongest assessment yet on the girl's rising political status. The girl, reportedly named Kim Ju-ae and aged about 13, has accompanied her father to numerous high-profile events in recent years, sparking outside speculation that she's been groomed to lead the country. I'm Charles Deledesma.
And Deledesma does say there are more growing concerns in the Korean Peninsula. Ukrainian officials say a Russian drone attack on the city of Odessa, killing two adults and a baby. The attack heavily damaged one apartment building where rescue teams say 11 civilians were wounded. UN says Russia has targeted civilian areas throughout Ukraine since the war began. This is SRN News. People all around the world are being asked about homosexuality. Here's Michael Harrington.
The Pew Research Center poll focuses on the morality of that lifestyle. Nigeria checks in as the country where the largest number of people believe that being gay is not morally acceptable, 96%. Other nations that have similar feelings include Indonesia and Turkey. At the other end of the spectrum is Sweden, where 94% think that homosexuality is morally acceptable. In the U.S., 60% of respondents see no problem with being gay. Michael Harrington reporting.
Britain's worried about the decline of Christianity. A new poll from Whitestone Insight finds 52% of British people say they believe the country's ongoing slide away from the faith will have a negative impact on future generations. 20% say they think the decline will be good for the country. 60% think Christianity has a lot to offer the country. This is SRN News. Well, the ranks of tailors and dressmakers and custom sewers are shrinking in America, even as their skills and services are finding some fresh new demand.
Fashion industry experts say younger shoppers are enlisting tailors and seamstresses more often now to give off-the-rack purchases a custom fit. One veteran tailor in New York says weight loss drugs like Wegovy have more Americans wanting their favorite clothes resized. That comes even as many skilled sewers age out of the workforce. Now the Fashion Institute of Technology in New York has teamed up with Nordstrom to launch a training program to help address the growing labor shortage. Bob Agnew reporting.
Savannah Guthrie returned to NBC's Today Show anchor desk. First time since her mother's disappearance, she acknowledged being a changed person, adding it's been extremely difficult to go forward not knowing what happened to her mother. More details, srnnews.com.